Thank you for downloading this podcast from CFC Jesus Ministries of Christian Fellowship Church in Chicago, Illinois. Support for this podcast comes from your generous gifts and donations. To find out more about CFC Jesus Ministries or our church, please visit www.cfcjesus.org.
God is so good. We're actually beginning a new series on the topic of healing. I was asked by a couple people to teach on healing. I think that it's an excellent, excellent topic because we get sick from time to time. The enemy attacks. I wanted to share something with you. Going a while back, you know, I shared the testimony of Erica yesterday. We were talking about that and, you know, just asking, you know, what is it you want? You know, we can ask God for things. He's a good father. I can go to my father and I can ask him for things. And about a month ago, I went to lunch with Kathy Ferland and I was basically telling her of something that was on my heart. Alan, you can get ready to come and share and come on up. I was telling her, you know, for years we have just prayed for Alan and prayed for Alan because he's, you know, trying to break into the business and do, you know, his stuff. And I basically just said to Kathy, I'm so sick of the enemy, sick and tired of him bullying Alan and putting him on the back burner and just not letting him get ahead. And this is his year.
Yeah, I'm trying to break in at 60. But you know what? That's how God works sometimes, right? That's okay. I have whatever God has for me to do. But yeah, I had an awesome thing this morning. God published a whole article about me and my stuff in Aesthetica magazine, and both in the United States, but in Italy too. So it's like the biggest hair magazine in the world. So yeah, it's the biggest hair magazine in the world. So. And what is it? God always gets the glory. Yeah, always, right? So, yeah, so that was exciting. And, you know, that's like we said at communion yesterday, you know, it's a public thing. It doesn't matter who knows what because we're just going to keep going on. I don't care, you know, in the unseen world, who knows what we're doing because the enemy, I don't care. We're going to keep going on. Because, you know, God's on. There's more of us than there are of them. So, you know, God's going to keep going with us. So I just wanted to share that. And that was an exciting, really exciting thing because we're going to keep going on. No matter. And you know what? The enemy tried to kill, well, most of you know. Enemy tried to kill both of us, me and Kathy, and discourage us in a lot of different ways. But, you know, it doesn't matter because, you know, we're overcomers. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Right? Amen. So I want to give God the glory for it. Okay, thank you.
We need to tell of the goodness of God and the favor of God because it encourages. And God hasn't forgotten any of us, and he isn't going to leave anybody out. And in the right time, we're going to reap if we faint not. And I see that, you know, this is your year, Alan. I continue to declare that it's your year and the awards are going to come and there are more for us than are against us. And as we begin this healing session, one of the things that I want to say and want to begin with is the fact that I have been telling people lately in praying for them, going to hospitals and different things, that I'm trying to get people and train people not to talk so much about the problem. We need to be more focused on Christ the cure than we are the curse of the enemy. We don't need to give him advertisement. Otherwise, we, without even understanding it, are giving the devil honor and glory. We don't mean to. That's not our intention. But when we continually focus on what's wrong, you can state your thing, but always follow it up. But our God is greater. There are more for us than against us. You will not keep me down. I'm the head and not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. The blessings of the Lord belong to me, my rightful inheritance, and I will take it. And so we're talking about healing, especially during these last days. And I'm going to explain to you why we need to go over these things and why you say, well, I've heard these things before. But you need to be encouraged in them, especially when you're going through things, because you will be tempted by the enemy, and he will tell you, yes, there's healing, but not for you, for someone else. And so we need to understand what God's word says, and we need to understand when we're seeking an answer from God that Jesus doesn't have any answers. He is the answer. He's not going to pull an answer out of, well, you do this and that. He is the answer. He is the cure for the curse that the enemy comes against us. And every problem, and I can explain this later, I'm not going to belabor it tonight, that we will ever have in life boils down to one of two things, sin or sickness. And they're all answered at the cross and the atonement. I'm not saying always your sin. You could have a problem because someone else sinned. But the problems are sin and sickness, and Jesus is the answer to that. So we need to understand, especially in these last days, that the Bible talks about one specific thing that I want to go over tonight, pestilence, that there's going to be an uprising in pestilence. And pestilence are not pests, again, I repeat myself, so you can't call Orkin to get rid of them. Pestilence means deadly disease. It doesn't even mean organic disease, like I have a little bit of arthritis in my hands. That's organic. That's something that sometimes happens with age that, yes, you need to ask God to help you through that and heal you, but pestilence is a plague. It is the same word that is used for plague interchangeably. So a pestilence, we come up against those things. Why does it matter that it's a pestilence? Because if a pestilence is not an organic disease and it's not something that could naturally take place, it means it is a purposeful attack of the enemy. A plague is something that is sent from hell. It is sent. Usually it involves a large group of people, and that the enemy enter COVID, correct? COVID was not an organic disease that you've heard of over the years, sore throat, strep throat, things that can be easily addressed at times. It was a plague that the enemy sent, trying to get to God's people and anyone he can, because he is no respecter of persons. God is no respecter of persons. What he does for one, he will do for all. The enemy is likewise no respecter of persons. He doesn't care if you're a child. He doesn't care if you're a good person. He will still attack you. You still have a target on your back. And so we need to understand these things. Now, I want to talk to you about how to deal with things when we are attacked and when things come up against us, or when we do get sick and we battle these things. And we wouldn't need a healer if we didn't get sick, would we? We wouldn't need the healer, but we do get sick. And here's the situation. In the Bible, there's a breakdown of this, so you have to follow this. In the Old Testament, we are told to fear the Lord our God. The Hebrew word is yara. It means respect, honor, give glory to. We are to fear the Lord. That means to honor the Lord and to respect him. That's the Old Testament. In the New Testament, we are told what not to fear. Do not fear, and that's a different word, phobia, terror, the terror of the enemy. Do not fear the enemy. Don't let the enemy bully us. That's what I was talking about with Alan. We do not have to put up with the bullying of the enemy and with him terrorizing us. I don't need to fear that he can harm me, because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Now, I believe that we should speak about the blood and the cross and the Holy Spirit frequently among ourselves. I think that that should be our topic of conversation. That should be our gossip. And I'll tell you why. Because when we speak about the cross and healing, this is going to build our personal faith. Hold us accountable, too, as I said yesterday. When you're talking about the Holy Spirit, people don't expect you to curse in one breath and talk about the Holy Spirit and the blood. It isn't done that way. And so we hold ourselves accountable. We build ourselves up in our most holy faith. And that helps us when we're battling the enemy. It's through the death of Christ that we inherit eternal life and all of the blessings of the Lord, including healing and deliverance and all of the things that God has for us. Does it mean that we will receive all these blessings? Just because you inherit something doesn't mean you will ever receive it. Did you know that? And I'm going to use my standard old example in a few minutes here. But we are heirs, and it is our rightful inheritance that we receive healing and all these blessings, salvation, healing, deliverance, all, and blessings that we don't even know of that God has prepared for us, because eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard what he has prepared for those who love him. And it is very important to teach on healing, because I'm going to use an old phrase, what you don't know can most definitely hurt you. If you do not know that there's trouble ahead, if you don't know a train's coming, you're going to get hurt. If you don't know that there is an intruder in your home, you're going to get hurt, aren't you? Knowledge is wonderful, to know the truth especially. If you don't know that your ticket won the Indiana lottery, you're going to miss out. So if you don't know what you're up against, and you're not alert to the plan of the enemy, and if you don't know what Christ has for you, you're going to get hurt either way, right? So we need to have knowledge, and that comes from the Word of God. And when I was talking about inheritance, remember I told you the story, and I won't go into the whole thing, about when my two grandsons, Lewis and Josh, their father died suddenly some years ago. Strong believer, he had recently put into effect an inheritance with their names as beneficiary. They were to inherit large sums of money because their dad had purchased a life insurance policy. And Lewis just did not want to do that because he said, I don't want this money because I get it because dad died. And the reason we get what we get is because Christ died. That was horrible. I hate to think of the suffering of Christ. At the same time, it's beautiful. But it's because of his death that I inherit these blessings. But that doesn't mean I'm going to get them. Lewis was refusing at one time to sign the papers to receive the inheritance because he just didn't want to do that and had to be talked into that to receive that blessing. So when people ask me, why do people not get healed? I tell them healing is available to everyone, but everyone is not willing to do what it takes to receive healing. And the same thing is true. And when you tell me, well, everyone's not healed, I'm going to tell you, why isn't everyone saved? For the same reason that everyone will not receive salvation and everyone will not receive healing. Some don't believe in salvation, and some, which is believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and some do not believe in healing. There are entire churches that will not preach healing, that shy away from it for the reason they say, if we teach healing and people are not healed, then it's on us. No, it's not. You teach healing and they don't receive healing, then that's between them and God. It is not your responsibility is to believe the Word of God exactly as is it written, 100%, and know that it is God's will to heal, and know that God can heal and God will heal. I don't want to serve a God who can but will not heal me. I don't believe that. I believe that would be a very sad thing. And so we need to understand how to claim our inheritance. One of the things is, I will say this, a refusal to honor God and fear the Lord and to obey his commands will hinder us from being able to receive healing. In so many cases, I see that happen. But if we will take hold of the Word of God and obey the Word of God, obey his commands, and I'm not saying that you can earn healing at all, because Jesus heals people who are sinners. The goodness of God. We were healed when we were still in sin because he is the healer. So to tell me that God can heal is not enough, because I need you to tell me that God can heal and will heal me. What is his will? If it's not God's will to heal me, then I would like to hear that from God himself. I would like you to bring me the scripture that tells me that it's not God's will to heal. I want him to tell me face to face. Let's have a meeting. But you know, and I know that it's not that way. And I've heard believers say this, that it's not God's will to heal everybody. But I've never heard that from God. And I've never read that in his word. I want to read it with my own eyes. I want to be able to quote it and read it out loud. We know the Bible says that it's not God's will that any should perish. We know that it's his will to heal because Jesus took the stripes upon his back. And so it is 100%. But I want to tell you, we need to talk about it, and here's why. This is the crux of it. Number one, we need to talk about healing because faith comes by hearing. Now, let me tell you the correct translation, and I'd never heard this before till I studied it out. When it says faith comes by hearing, here's what it means. Faith becomes activated. Not faith comes, faith becomes activated by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We use the word comes. Faith comes to us by hearing. Faith becomes activated by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That is the exact correct translation. So we need to hear God's word. We need to meditate God's word. Number two, another reason we need to talk about healing and study healing and continually keep it in our heart is when we are hurting, when we are sick, when we are vulnerable, let's say it like that, when you're laying in the bed and everybody else is not laying in the bed with the horrible flu or the Ebola or the COVID, and you are, and you're thinking, of course God heals everybody. Why are you thinking that? Because the enemy's whispering that in your ear because we haven't kept ourselves built up. And we can easily be tempted to be discouraged and not stand in faith for our healing. So our healing needs to become activated by believing the word of God. And so many times the devil will do something that I find very interesting. In Genesis 2:17, you read this verse that says, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." Watch this. Genesis 3:4, next chapter. When Satan spoke to the woman, not yet named Eve, they were Adam, he said, "You will not surely die." Genesis 2:17, this is God speaking. If you eat of it, you shall surely die. Do you notice that Satan changed one word? In Genesis 2:17, it says, "You will surely die." Satan says, "You will not surely die." He literally inserted one little word. Why is it that God tells us don't add or take away from God's word? That one word changed everything. When God said, "You will surely die," and Satan said, "You will surely not die." One single word changed it. We are not to add or take away. I choose to believe what God says and only what God says. So we have to, and here's the thing about healing. I refuse to take a no from the enemy. No, God will not heal you when God has said, yes, he will. I refuse to accept the no. You tell me no, Satan. I say God said yes. God says yes and amen. Because the enemy is going to lie. He will always lie. He's going to lie to you. He's going to lie to me. He's going to use some of the same lies he tells you. He tells me, you're not good enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not strong enough. You know, God can't use you. He can use someone else. He can use them. He can use anyone, but he can't use you. He'll tell you those things. You know, you've sinned too much. You've gone too far. All lies. But he tells us the same lies. But we all have the same truth, don't we? The word of God. The word of God is our truth. That's what we hold on to because the word of God never changes. He never changes what he says. So how do you know that a word is from the enemy? First of all, you know when it opposes anything in the word of God. When God says one thing and the enemy says, not, then you know that is not God. The second thing is when someone gives you a word or is speaking to you about healing or deliverance or salvation, and it becomes very discouraging. They don't offer you any hope or any help. Even a prophecy and prophets of old would say, if you do this, there was always an opportunity to repent, to turn around, to fix the situation. In fact, that's why God gave the warning, if you do this. And so we're going to talk a little bit about, we're just trying to set a foundation tonight, but God can heal you. God will heal you. But I want to address something that my mom was asking me, actually, questions. She said to me something that she didn't quite understand. She said, it's appointed unto man once to die. There's a certain time and a certain date. And I said, that's not exactly correct theology. We can die prematurely. We absolutely can. What it means is it is appointed unto man once to die. It is decreed that man must die. One time you're going to die. But the appointment, just like any other appointment, can be changed. You can change it. Here's how. And I can prove it scripturally because the Bible says, otherwise the Bible could not say, choose blessings and cursings, choose life or death. I can choose death if I want to. If I want to walk out of here and jump off a bridge, I took my life prematurely. I died prematurely because I chose that. So we get to choose life. We get to choose blessings. And I choose the blessings of the Lord because one of those blessings is healing. It's plain and simple. It's healing. I would ask you the question if you were here tonight and said, I really don't see it your way, Pastor Pam. I don't really believe in healing. I would ask you, why are you here? I don't mean why did you come. I mean, how did you get here if there's no such thing as healing? The enemy has not just, Alan stood up here and said, the enemy tried to kill both him and Kathy. I bet you every one of you, one by one, could come up here and say, the enemy tried to kill me. So why are you here? Because God's word is true. Because the greatest testimony of healing is health. The word heal is in the word health, H-E-A-L-T-H. So if you are healthy, that means you are healed. Where did you get that healing? It came through Jesus Christ, who took the stripes upon his back to pay for our healing. And so if we are sick at any time, healing is available to us through the covenant of God. Healing is our legal right as an heir. It's not a contract. A contract, if you go to buy a house, is a stack of papers this thick. You will be at the title company. If you ever have to go to a closing on a house, be prepared to stay for hours. Be prepared to stay. If you want to buy a car, I can remember Dave and I sitting in dealerships, and I'm just like, I just want to scream. I just want to get out of here. And years ago, I was at a dealership, I believe it was Sandra and I, and I looked at the guy, we're signing and signing and signing and signing, and finally I said, when do we give blood? I'm just like, you know, what else? You know, what else do you want to know about me? If they need to know anything, I would say, you know me now. You can testify in court because you know everything about me, this car dealer. And then after I said that, when I got in the car and went home, I thought, I just asked him, when do I give blood? And that made me think of not the contract, but the covenant we have. He gave blood to give me these blessings. And so there's a difference. You know, a contract says, I will do this if you do this. You will let me drive your car until if I will make regular payments on that car. That's a contract. That's I'll do for you and you'll do for me. I will love you if you will love me. Here's what covenant says. I will do for you even if you don't do for me. God has said, I will be faithful to you even when you are not faithful to me. That's not a contract. Even if you break your promise, God will keep his. God will keep his. That's the difference between covenant and contract. We're in a covenant relationship with God, and he's never going to break the covenant. If anything goes wrong and someone goes back on their promises, it wasn't God. It was me. It was you and I, because he won't do that. He gives his word, and his word is everlasting. And there is no such thing as him not wanting to heal you. Let me read a couple verses because they contain the word you. Exodus 15, 26. This is the first time, by the way, God introduces himself as the healer. I love this verse. Exodus 15, 26. It should be in your house somewhere. I am the Lord who heals you. You. You can put your name above that you. So don't tell me that God doesn't want to heal you. He said so. Exodus 23, 25, and I will take sickness away from the middle of you. He's not talking to another person right now. He's talking to you personally. I will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. This is my declaration. Jeremiah 30, 17, for I will restore health to you and I will heal you of your wounds. This is a personal word from God. It is a prophetic word from God to you and I. This is what I will do for you. It is critical that we understand that even in Matthew 12 and 15, it said great multitudes followed Jesus and he healed them all. Now here's the deal. If great multitudes were following Jesus and any who were sick, they all got healed. I'm going to tell you about the math I've done. Tony Pazina ain't the only mathematician around here. In that crowd of those multitude, there were some shady people there. They weren't all saints. No, it was a multitude of people. Don't try to sell me that they were all good people. They were not. He healed them all because the goodness of God leads to repentance. Because he healed us even when we were young. He kept us healthy through the years. Because the reality is, and you can go back in time and into your own personal examination of your life, the enemy has wanted to take you out likely before you were even born. From the moment he heard news of you, from the moment the enemy heard there was going to be a you, he put a bullseye on your back and said, get them. And he hasn't been able to do it, has he? Because of the goodness of God and because of the promises of God pertaining to I will save them. I'm their savior. Every day he's our savior. He's our salvation. And he's our healer. And so we need to not take that lightly. And he is such a powerful God, but I think it is very critical that we stop hanging ourselves with our tongues, hung with the tongue, as Joyce Meyer says. We need to continually speak of the things of God. We need to talk about them when we rise up and when we sit down. And, you know, I was thinking about Christmas and the goodness of God. And one of the reasons I feel that, you know, we love to give gifts is because God's put that in our heart. He's given us so much that if we have Christ in us, we want to be able to give somebody, whether it's something simple or something extravagant, you know, whenever possible. You know, it's fun to be extravagant. And, you know, I can relate to it so much now that I have grandchildren, children and grandchildren. And you know, God invites us to receive the blessings and he freely, you know, lots of times when our children will make lists for Christmas, we don't just stick to the list. We get much more than that because we love them, because our love for them. You know, I was thinking about this today. Since Christmas, several of Grace's gifts have come in that did not come in time for Christmas. So we got other things. So now a couple of the things are coming in, a perfume the other day and some Glee stuff the other day. And, you know, Grace was saying, oh, it's just Christmas, it's Christmas. And I know something that Grace does not know, that she's not aware of. Christmas never ends because it's all about Christ. There's no such thing. You'll be getting gifts for a long time, Grace, because Christ is in Christmas, because we give because we love him. We give our love to one another. We give forgiveness to one another because he's been so good to us. And we don't do it out of obligation. God does not heal us. We're going to ask our praise team to come now. But God doesn't give you, he doesn't heal you because he's obligated to heal you. A contract is like that. They're obligated to do something, right? Those car dealers, they're obligated to make that warranty valid for us. Hey, if it breaks down, I'm sorry. You're under obligation. God is under no obligation to me. But he gave his word out of love for me. And I'm counting on his word. I'm counting on him healing us. I want to close with this verse because it explains the heart of the Father. Matthew 7:11. If you, that's us, if you then, as imperfect and flawed as you all are, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, and amen, we do, how much more will your Father in heaven give you good gifts to those who ask him? What does that mean? All I got to do is ask. That's all I got to do is ask. And next week we're going to be talking about something interesting, but I want to go ahead and share what it is. It's because I was going to get into it tonight. Healing versus heaven. People tell me often, but they weren't healed. They passed away. This is what I'll leave you with. Healing and heaven are both amazing gifts from God. Healing is an amazing gift from God. But there is one that trumps it, and that's heaven. That's heaven. Greater than for Pastor Gil to dance around here is to dance up there. That's how it is, folks. And because we don't honor that and understand that with our carnal, natural mind, we need to be heavenly minded. Somebody said one time, we can't be so heavenly minded that we're no earthly good. I said, if we're heavenly minded, we're good earthly. We got it okay. But don't ever think that they did not receive their healing. There's one thing. Healing is our responsibility to receive it because it's a gift from God and to pray for others to be healed. But there's one thing that is not your responsibility. That is heaven. Eternity is up to God. That's his territory. So what he does, if he decides to take someone home, that is God's business and that is God's right. That person was on loan. They were a gift from God. But make no mistake, they belong to him. We belong to him.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from CFC Jesus Ministries of Christian Fellowship Church in Chicago, Illinois. Support for this podcast comes from your generous gifts and donations. To find out more about CFC Jesus Ministries or our church, please visit www.cfcjesus.org.